96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Inspiration, motivation, and intestinal fortitude. If you're chasing your dreams, you'll need all three, or at least a lot of one of them. But what if your dreams are on the back burner, barely simmering? What if you've lost the get up and go to go after your dreams? How do you get it back on track? Well, joining me to talk about picking yourself up and moving forward is author and motivational speaker, Dr. Willie Jolly. He has more than a few suggestions for you. And if you need a little help, give us a call. You can talk to Dr. Jolly right here on the program, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR or follow me on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Hey, Doc, how are you?
I am blessed and grateful and excited about being on the air with my friend Harold Fisher.
flattery will get you nowhere. Okay, so talk to me about it. You know, obviously, you have for many, many years run a severe deficit on motivation. You are one of the most uninspired, you know, low energy individuals I have ever met. And I don't even know why you're here.
Well, I'm grateful. You know, I'm grateful and excited. First of all, I want to thank everybody for listening to WHUR all day long because you're listening now. And many of you listen in the morning when I'm on right before Steve Harvey with my daily motivational message. Been here for many years doing that. I'm very grateful for all your listeners who've made that quarter hour the top quarter hour for the DC for people who want to be inspired. So I'm grateful for that. I'm also grateful for all the people who have been supporting me over the years, including those who came out about 2 weeks ago to the Get Motivated tour when I came to town with Les Brown and Damon John. We had a great turnout. It was packed out. So I'm very grateful and I'm just excited. So I'm grateful to be here. But I want to encourage people. That's what I'm here to do. Many people say, I want to change my life. And many people say, I want to do more. I want to have more. I want to achieve more. And yet they don't know how. And then I ask questions like, how many of you have a dream? And a few hands go up. Now, how many of you are actually living some portion of that dream? Fewer hands go up. And then I ask, why not? Mm-hmm. Because, see, I know we have a political situation here in America that some people are talking about the American dream. But we are celebrating this weekend the 15th anniversary of 9/11, where terrorists came and tried to destroy and downgrade the American dream. And they tried to break us, but they didn't break us or kill us. But, what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And now the American dream is still alive. People are coming over here in boats and trying to risk their lives to get here. But the problem is something less Brown said to me. He said, the American dream is alive and well. The problem is most of the people who are living it weren't born in America.
Wow. Yeah. You know, you make a really interesting point because it can be said that for, you know, a lot of Americans, they may take the rights, the privileges, the
opportunities.
The opportunities, the rich opportunities that you have for, you know, being born in this country, despite its problems.
Yes.
But you just said something that gave me pause. You said when you're talking to audiences, you ask how many of you have a dream. And you said some of them raise their hand. Does that bother you that only some raise their hand?
Well, you know,
are some people not dreaming?
Yeah, you know, some people have given up on their dreams. They've given up on their dreams because somewhere along the line, some negative person in their life, parent, grandparent, said, you know, that you're wasting your time. I always say something in my speeches about, baby, you want to start a company? Aunt Sally tried to start a company once. She ain't make it. You better stay where you at. Bless your heart. And so, you know, they've had dirt thrown on their dream for so long that it gets smothered. And what I want to do and what I do as I go around is help uncover that dream that they have. When you ask a child, what do you want to be when you grow up? They say, I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a school teacher. I want to be, they talk about what they want to be. But sometimes when we get older, We've been so beat down that we just thought to take whatever life gives us. And I say it's time to live your dreams. It's time to live and fly like you were born to fly. And that's what I've been helping people to do.
I want to talk about that a little bit more and also an event that you have coming up very shortly. But if you want to talk to Dr. Willie Jolly about getting motivated, getting re-inspired, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, pull those pants up, young man, and walk and walk forward into a new life, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight, his counsel is free. Willie,
this is true.
Yeah, talk to me about this event you have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, many people here know me because of my motivational speaking, my books, my television, radio. But if you've been around Washington for 30 years or more, then you knew me before I became a speaker as a jazz singer. I did the jingles for BET, Black Entertainment TV. We work well together. News for and you. I did a lot of the jingles. It's happening. Iverson is happening. Iverson Mall. Happening place. I did a lot of those jingles. And then, but I made a majority of my living singing in nightclubs. And I became one of the top nightclub singers in D.C. And then I got fired, replaced by a karaoke machine.
Well,
you
yeah,
know, it happened. And then I had to change my life. And I decided not to let someone else determine my destiny. And so 25 years later, I've been named one of the top five speakers in the world, inducted in Speaker Hall of Fame. I just replaced Zig Ziglar on the Get Motivated Tour. What did I do to change my life? And that's what I want to help other people do. So Saturday night, we're going to do a one-man show with a special guest, Angela Stribling.
Yeah, Angela just sent me a text.
Angela's opening. She's going to be... Yeah. Everybody knows her for radio, but most people don't know she's an incredible singer and songstress. And she's going to be sharing some of her music Saturday night. Angela is beautiful, but she got a beautiful voice and
Absolutely.
A beautiful person.
So where is this event?
At Lesnar Auditorium. Lesnar Auditorium, George Washington University. You can go to my website, WJ Speaks, and the VIP seats are just about sold out, but you can still get some seats. Go to WJ Speaks, and you can click there or go to jollylivetour.com. Jollylivetour.com. It's going to be an incredible night. It will change your life. I guarantee it.
Well, let's go to the telephones, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Shelley, calling from Baltimore. Thanks for calling, Shelley. What's on your mind? Shelley, are you there? Shelley, give us a call back if you can. Let's go to Ann. Is that Ann in Upper Marlboro?
Yes.
Yes, go right ahead, Ann.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that I have a dream. I have a vision. I've had it for years. And I'm working with teens, and seem like the more I try to put this conference together, the more I keep getting pushed down and beat down. I work 16 hours a day, then I work the other days. I just don't know what to do right now. I'm doing something that's positive for our teens because it's so well needed. I've put together a package that's powerful. I'm trying to get the event done, trying to get sponsorship, and seem like I'm in it alone, and I'm feeling like I want to give up, but I can't. I just graduated from Steve Harvey's School of Business Acceleration, and it's like I'm losing it.
Okay, let me first say thank you for your commitment to helping young people. That said, that a prophet is often not noticed in their own town. Just know that. Don't think it's something just for you. When I got started speaking, I spoke to youth. I was a youth speaker the first 5 years of my speaking. And I got discouraged sometime, and I just get frustrated because the people I wanted to help, they didn't want to seem to pay me, or they didn't want to seem to accept me, and I couldn't get any support. And I just had to keep going. And what I realized and learned from that is if the dream is big enough, the problems won't matter. You just got to stay focused on the fact that I'm going to fight for this, and that way might not work or that way might not work, but I'm going to keep fighting because I have made up my mind. And let me tell you something. There's nothing more powerful than a made up mind. And you make up your mind and say, you know what? They might not accept me, but somebody going to say yes. And I learned how to say, I just learned how to ask until somebody said yes. I just kept asking until people said yes. You know, a no is nothing but a yes waiting to happen. And persistence breaks down resistance. You take that one. It works. Persistence breaks down resistance.
Well, and thank you so much for your phone call.
God bless you. Stay in the fight.
Keep in mind, when she's doing something for young people, like you said, they may not recognize it now.
Yep.
But it's going to come back.
That's right.
You know, full.
Don't give up. Yeah. Please don't give up. Please.
We want to talk to our listeners tonight. What is your dream? Are you having difficulty getting motivated? Why do you think that is? What kind of gas do you need in your tank to take you to the next level? We are taking phone calls. You can talk to Dr. Willie Jolly. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Rhonda in Fort Washington, you're next. Also, Tessa calling from Lesby. We're also going to talk to you. Stay with us. Do not hang up. You will be able to hear the program. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be taking more phone calls in just a bit. Stay with us.